It's super important to get things done. Especially for people in the creative fields, it's better to be a disciplined half-ass than to be a lazy procrastinator. So if you want to learn about my journey in becoming a disciplined half-ass and my struggles with content creation, with podcasts and magic and my YouTube channel that I want to start, then continue listening. But first, a word from my sponsors. Hello, people of the world. My name is Jeff Wang, and you're listening to the Jawsome Life podcast, where I talk about anything and everything that I find interesting. Thank you for joining me. You are listening to, I believe, the third episode that I've done for this podcast. Hopefully, I can maintain a more disciplined schedule in creating these episodes. So, my life has been pretty eventful, I would say, but I could definitely be doing more. I've been struggling with a lot of passion, like finding passion in what I do, both in school and in my hobbies, in magic, in writing, in doing this podcast. I've been reading a lot, hopefully trying to find that passion in a way. I've been reading this book called Big Magic, which is a book written by the author of Eat, Pray, Love, Elizabeth Gilbert. And what really struck me in that book, Big Magic, what really struck me is the concept that she talks about is being a disciplined half-ass rather than a lazy perfectionist. And this is very relevant, especially for people in the creative field or anyone who creates content. So obviously I'm creating content by doing this podcast. I can imagine that you as the listener have your own creative outlets, whether it be art, illustration, maybe you do magic as well, maybe you write, maybe you dance, you perform, act, any sort of creative outlet. And I think a lot of people who are in the creative fields, me included, have the struggle of wanting everything to be perfect, wanting your writing to be perfect, wanting to find the perfect word, perfect sentence, wanting to make the perfect effect, perfect dance moves, perfect line, perfect emotions. And it's great that we strive for this perfection because it makes us ambitious. It makes us want to do our best, obviously. But if you're too stuck in the idea of perfection, if you're too focused on only producing perfect content, then you'll never really get anything done. Because creativity is never perfect. As much as we might say something we find beautiful and we say, oh, that's perfect, it's just inherently impossible to achieve perfection. And that's okay. That's something we need to accept, because if we accept that, that's when we can get to the good stuff. That's when we can actually start producing content. That's when we can actually start creating and being more free with our creativity without being held with this constraint of this criteria of only releasing something that is 100%. Because as long as we give our 100%, I think that's really what's at stake here. Giving our best, doing our best. You know, I love the line, the quote that people would say, I'm afraid to start, I'm afraid to take a risk because I'm afraid to fail. And then the quote is, if you don't start, haven't you already failed? So I guess that's kind of the mindset I have with this podcast, with the magic I've been trying to perform more of on campus, at school, and just in general, magic. I was really inspired by watching Shin Lim win America's Got Talent twice in a row. He just recently won America's Got Talent Champions. If you haven't seen that, please go see that. He is amazing. So that really inspired me to continue my craft, continue my creativity. I've been seriously wanting to start a YouTube channel, more so seriously the past year, but I've wanted to start one like ever since I was in high school. I think a lot of us have wanted to start one. And I actually just released my first video, which was a 2-minute quick video, really half-assed done. Of course, another half-assed video, just like these podcasts I'm doing half-assed. But at least I released it. And the concept I talked about was basically the same that I'm talking about right now, which is being a disciplined half-ass. So the question is, what am I most passionate about in life? What do I want to achieve? And then once I've figured that out, I need to be disciplined about doing projects and completing steps towards that goal. Be disciplined about it. And it's okay if I am half-assed per se. So main thing right now, I want to create content. I want to create more writings and articles for my websites. I want to create more magic and perform more magic, create more content for this podcast. So that's the main thing I want to do, is create. And it's okay if the content I create isn't perfect. Again, I need to accept that I'm a human being, and we're all humans, right? It's too much to put ourselves up on that pedestal of perfection. I think when you realize that we're really just finite specks of light, specks of time in the framework of this infinite universe. I've been reading a lot of Nietzsche right now for both philosophy and for my God class. And Nietzsche is kind of known for having a nihilistic undertone, kind of this existential crisis. He is an atheist and he kind of rejects the notion of God. And then he says, if the notion of God, if the concept of God doesn't exist, where do we find meaning? And then you kind of, the more you read about Nietzsche, the more you think about how meaningless life really is sometimes. But in actuality, Nietzsche kind of provides a solution. He says that at the end of the day, we need to create our own meaning. We need to be ambitious. One of the most important concepts he has is envy. Humanity has kind of put envy, brushed it aside, and said that envy is this negative word, this bad emotion to have. You envy people who have these great, great lives that you envy, that you want. People with money, people with fame, people in relationships. But Nietzsche would say that envy is what gives us ambition. So the things I'm passionate about, creating content, I need to be disciplined in creating content, even if it's half-assed content. But to find meaning in life for me is, I also need that envy. I need envy, the envy that Nietzsche talks about. So Shin Lim, I obviously envy him. I want to be even a fraction as good of a sleight-of-hand artist as he is. And because I have this envy, instead of saying that as a negative emotion, I would say I can turn that into positive motivation. I can look at Shin Lim and say, that's who I want to be. And I can channel my envy into helping me create more content, create more of what I want to do. If I envy someone with a lot of money, instead of just saying, wow, I wish, instead of just wishing that you can be as wealthy as this man and using this envy as a lack of motivation and just sitting from afar and saying, oh, I envy the rich man. Instead, we can turn that envy and channel that within us into motivation, and instead say, what necessary steps can I take? What risks do I need to take to become that wealthy man that I envy? Envy drives us into passion. So you can say, wow, maybe I need to read books about finance, learn about money, stocks, do well in school, get a good job, have more creativity in my entrepreneurial mindset. So envy can be a positive thing when we channel that into ourselves and channel that into our passions. So I envy Shin Lim. I envy, I envy Bill Gates. I'd love to have a life that's similar to Bill Gates. I envy Elon Musk for his creativity and his brashness. I envy Neil Patrick Harris, who is a great actor, comedian, and also a magician. So all of these people I envy, I don't want to just sit back and envy them. I want to sit back and envy them and turn that envy into passion so I can actually do something to achieve the type of life that I truly want. Again, if you only envy from afar and you use that into a negative mindset, you fall into the despair of never really actualizing your goals. And you fall into this meaningless pit of despair, kind of this meaningless life. You know, what can I really do in the grand scheme of things because I'm so ordinary? And this is the type of nihilistic viewpoint that Nietzsche doesn't want us to have. You know, he talks a lot about it, so he kind of brings up this idea, and we might fall into that pit. But what he really wants us to do is to be ambitious and to be passionate. You know, he has this term that says, he has this term called the last man. And the last man is a person who, you know, lives a long life, eats well, has a steady paying job. You know, he sits by his fire every evening, Friday evenings, has a nice family, two kids, you know, regular life. And now that sounds great, but Nietzsche would say that's not who we want to be. You know, the last man is all of humanity right now. We're too ordinary. We're too compressed within ourselves. We're put ourselves in this box. You know, we live to 100 years old. We retire at 65. You know, have a regular paying job, and we never follow our ambitions. You know, it sounds like a great life, but what he really wants us to do is to become instead this overman. Not the last man, but to become this overman. And the overman is the man who is willing to take risks to enhance humanity. Take risks and take steps towards achieving his ambitions, towards achieving his goals in life. And he's willing to do things that the ordinary last man wouldn't do. He's willing to take risks. He's willing to sacrifice parts of his life. You know, instead of getting that steady paying job, instead of living that ordinary life, he's willing to sacrifice those things to achieve what he really wants, you know. And what is it that we really want? Well, that's for us to personally decide. And that's what's great about this whole concept, is because we have the power. You know, we get to decide, do I want to envy the creative magician? Do I want to envy the actor? Do I want to envy the rich man? Do I want to be wealthy? Do I want to be a creator? Do I want to be a writer? Do I want to be a professional athlete? And I think that's kind of where I am at life right now, trying to decide what I want to envy, what I'm passionate about, and then now taking the necessary steps. Especially in the creative field, it's okay to be a disciplined half-ass, because the most important part, the most important thing in the creative fields, in content creation, is to create. So be disciplined, create, put myself out there, and continue envying, continue being passionate, continue having ambitions, continue striving towards this more perfect life, even though perfect doesn't exist, but continuing to envy and being a disciplined half-ass.